This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
I feel like we are in this weird place in LA right now where it's cold.
Yeah, man.
And I hate that.
Bone chilling.
This time last year was raining crazy, right?
Yeah,
was
that which last year? I would rather have that.
You would have rain
really?
And cold?
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, I love the rain.
I like
you don't
the rain,
like the rain?
But it was cold rain, though. Wasn't it cold rain, which was also
cold
snow?
Cold rain.
Cold rain.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Cold rain.
I only like candy rain.
Yeah. Georgia's rain down on me.
You know, that song is about nasty.
It is? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Get out of here, really?
Yeah, that song is about.
How do you know this stuff, Carl? Where do you get these facts? Have you ever hung out with this guy? I've been hanging out with this dude every day
for
the past 7 years.
This
can't stay with facts. Like a fax machine. Fax machine. That's weird. How come fax machines don't give facts? They just like give... Yeah, never mind.
You should rebrand them.
Oh,
they should...
fax machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
bring
like a fax
back.
Machine.
Yeah.
Like we have a fax machine where it's like, it just sends, like, you press a button and a fact will come out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the internet, but we could do it old school, manual, bring it back.
Is your birthday coming up?
May 11th.
May, oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Taurus, huh?
That's true. I am. Sober. Can't move
are
me until I want to.
So when is it going to get warm, though, you think? And soon?
It's going to get warm soon. It was a little bit warmer today.
A little bit, but this morning, I felt cold all day. I couldn't get warm.
You know how
I hate that feeling.
So I'm a night shower.
You go night.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Work on my night moves. And
you clean the day. You clean the day.
Yeah, I clean the day with my cleanliness during the day. And I go to the gym, and I like forget to put on lotion. And if I throw on shorts, like people are like looking at my legs.
Are they really though?
They'd be ashy. My trainer was like, "Bro, you."
Oh, damn.
I ain't put on no lotion. And he brought out some lotion. He was like, hold on, I'll be right back. And I'm thinking he just like running to the bathroom or something. And he comes back with his lotion. Here.
Really?
And I go, I don't like to get the lotion on my hands before I lift weights.
Yeah.
Like, I like the calluses to be calloused up.
Yeah, yeah. You got to feel that shit.
The calluses got to be calisthenic.
Calisthenic. Because I'm doing working on my calisthenics.
Yeah. But
I feel like that's like kind of fucked up. Like, don't be handing me lotion.
No, it's not fucked up. I don't take it like that. Because I do be up in there. Like it'd be a powdery
but it
scene.
It was like a
powdery scene. And he's talking about the movie Powder.
Yeah, I'm talking about the movie Powder. I'd be spinning everybody's spoons around. Anybody who's eating a overnight oats at the gym, because this is all these gym bros. You eating your overnight oats, I'm going to make your spoon go.
Lotion up.
I'm gonna make your spoon go.
All right, here's another question. What do you put on your face? Do you put lotion on your face?
Yeah, I got a special face look.
Thank you.
Because I need, what is it? Because
I don't something like that, putting that the makeup face. Ladies on Grand Crew bought me. It's Clinique.
Why don't you like
this? No, I don't want to put, I have body lotion, but I don't want to put that on
and
my face.
That's the right
answer. So I need, but I don't know what lotion to put on my face because I do feel like my face needs something. But
they do be having like face. You know, I use also use shea butter
on the face.
Yeah,
What about Aquaphor? You ever do that?
If it says face.
Like Vaseline.
That's slugging.
Yeah.
That's slugging at the end. That's actually a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what that people do their entire face like routine, and then they put like Aquaphor or Vaseline to kind of to seal it in before they sleep.
Cool.
It was a trend that happened a couple years
ago. I'm about to slug it up tonight.
Man, I bet you pillows be fucking
terrible
after that.
I know. You imagine you have sex and you like light a cigarette and it just goes in flames.
slugging.
So like I was just slugging. So Clinique though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was gonna hit
you do Clinique? Is that what they
gave you? Brand is Clinique, yeah.
You know men's skincare is a whole thing.
I wanna get into it. Put me on.
But I have racks. I'm going to send you links.
Yeah, send me links. Yes. You don't have to do it on here because they got to pay us for that.
I like that it's no hand lotion, no body lotion goes on your beautiful face.
I do, however. Oh, you might get mad about this.
Here it comes.
Wash my face.
With body wash?
Axe body spray. No.
He'd be like,
no, I don't wash my face with body wash, but I do use Dial, like a bar Dial soap.
Really?
Is that it?
I've done that like when I'm in a hotel.
And then I put the lotion on.
Like when I go out of town and I'm just like feeling like like a real gangster. I'm just like, let me get this soap and just like wash my face. You know what I mean? Like old school.
I don't really get no bumps on my face like that. I got one right now. But I don't really get no bumps on my face like that. Very rarely.
Yeah.
I don't have. So I think the Dial soap works.
I think it works.
Dove too.
I think people sleep on that kind of hand soap like that. They have to still be working on
apparently
it.
Apparently
like,
it's harsh.
Advancing it. Huh?
Apparently it's bad.
You know.
Nah, it's just harsh to the skin. But you know, when you've been in these streets like I have, you know what I'm saying? You need
on
a harsh
that.
Soap.
Speak
you
know? On that.
You need an African soap.
Speak on skincare in the streets.
So
you just reminded me of I was watching a Red Fox stand-up special. You said you light a cigarette after sex.
Uh-huh.
He looks at me and he said, "For those of you who don't smoke, what do you do after sex? Eat jelly beans?"
Man, that guy's hilarious.
For those of you who've been wondering who we've been talking to for the past 12 minutes, or 10 minutes or whatever, because Rochelle started the clock late, I'm blaming Rochelle. We got a very, 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 very special guest in here today. A downright lovely human.
Amazing.
Inside and out. The wife of the former guest of this show that people had strong opinions about.
Yeah, they was hating on your boy. Sorry.
She's the creator of the TV show.
I don't make excuses for him.
She was the creator of the TV show, Bajillion Dollar Properties, which I had the pleasure of being a part of.
He was a star.
Can you see that anywhere right now?
Pluto?
Hell yeah. Download Pluto and get this show.
Oh, shit. Pluto is lit.
She's the co-host of the Add to Cart podcast, which I've had the pleasure of being a guest on with Su Chin Pak.
I was too afraid to wear my sneakers to this because of that, because what? I felt they were not clean enough for you.
Oh, are they like your Air
I was
Force?
Worried. I was worried that my sneakers were not clean enough, so I was like, let me wear these huge Crocs instead. Because I was like in my head about it because of your visit to us.
We could talk about that. I'll let the people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give
about
it up.
This.
For the one, the only, the absolutely perfect, Minnesota's finest, Cool Up, Melissa.
And an OG Gossip Girl fan, correct?
Yes.
From right here? Okay.
Yes, I watched it. I was telling Michelle, I watched it, like, probably started watching season 4, then went back, and I definitely, by season 6, where we're at right now, was watching it with the people.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, we told the audience we're not gonna have no more guests like your husband, who was like he didn't know nothing about Gossip Girl, but
he didn't like it at all. We had to turn down a few people, and to those people, we still love you.
Oh wow!
But we had to turn down a couple of people because it was like if you're not a Gossip Girl fan at this point in the show, we have to keep it pushing.
I see. Now I was wondering what was behind that. I understand. I get it. I get what the fans are saying.
Well, you know, I think our friends, like the people we want, like people like Scott and the homies we want to come on here, I think they think they're going to come on here and it's like, we're just going to be shitting on this show.
Sure.
But I think
we are watching.
We really like it. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. I think the premise was like, Man, these two black dudes watching Gossip Girl. But Stephanie Savage, Josh Schwartz did it.
They figured it out.
They did the damn thing.
They did their thing.
They converted us.
So your history of it is that. And that was back in the day when it was
back
on.
Back in the day. And what were the could you give me a year on that so I can
20 it started fall of 2007. Because I always say It started the fall I went to college. So
you
I missed
always
it.
Say that.
I always say this. this is canon.
This
in the show.
Canon. Thank you for catching me up.
It started the fall I went away to college, so I didn't have access to it. Okay. However, here's what's crazy. The CW, which is what the show came on at that time, was the only clear channel our dorm room TV got. So Me and my roommate, shout out Jamal, we would watch Reba and Sex in the City. But I wouldn't watch new episodes of Gossip Girl because I think when it came on, it was like...
Why?
Like, what nights did it come on? Did it come on, like, Thursday nights? Because that's college
night. It was prime time.
We was in the street.
I missed it. Yeah, I don't remember
was
it either.
Was it hard for you? Because it was a 1 hour, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did we watch 1 hour when we were young? I don't know.
The OC.
The OC was cool.
But I wasn't religious with the OC. I ain't gonna lie.
The OC. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I wasn't religious with the OC.
But you're right. It was hard. I didn't watch a lot of, like, 1 hour joints. It was always 30-minute Martin, like, you know, let's get it in, get it out. I got to go play with my friends, you know?
That's right.
Can't be out there, you know? Mm-hmm. But when I got older, I started watching, during the pandemic, I started watching The Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Because I was watching everything.
Could be a time.
Yeah.
And then that's when
I fell in love. And then, so I seen it already. Carl hasn't. So he's seeing it in real time. But there's a lot of stuff happening that I'm like, man, I forgot about this.
I forgot so much. I watched the previous episode just to kind of help a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to get into it. Okay. But first, we got some spotted to do. You have any spotted?
Have you seen anybody recently?
I mean, I don't know.
It could be anybody. It could be your neighbor.
Who it is?
Who you live by?
Yeah, why don't you tell yours? Because I got to look their name.
I live near the fantastic actress Malin Ackerman.
Okay, she stay over there.
Yeah, she stay over there. I live not far from Golden Globe winner Christopher Nolan.
Oh, he stay over there?
You live over there?
He's by UCB.
I thought he lived on Oppenheim.
On Oppenheimer?
See, this is why girls unmatch me on dating apps. Okay.
And I live by another director,
Ryan Johnson?
Coogler?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, Coogler or Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's my man.
What has he directed?
He did Knives Out and a bunch of shit. He also directed Star Wars.
Yep.
What's my man James Bond? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig being in that movie. That accent. That British Southern accent.
Yeah.
What's a foghorn leg?
Yeah, foghorn leg. I say now, boy.
Okay, so Gilded Age. That's the accent that Oliver Platt does.
Yeah.
That he does that. And it's so watchable, but he's just like, he's just chewing the air.
I say
it's
now,
like,
boy.
Okay.
That's chewing the air. That's the perfect way to describe it.
That's really funny.
Lamar, you had a spotted.
I got a couple spotted. I just got a spotted on the way here.
Oh.
Like I almost hit them. Not even almost hit them, but that was at the red light and it was Tim Balls. And Lily was walking.
Oh, nice.
I don't think they recognized me though, because I kept going, "What up? What up?" And then he just was like, "Did like a deuce."
Yeah.
I was like, spotted. I don't think he knew who this was. And then, but my real spotted that I spotted last weekend was so we was at this like speakeasy this weekend,
ooh,
and it was this girl, and I couldn't figure out, like, she looked so familiar, and I was like, "Who is that?" And then, I just felt so weird because you know how you see someone famous but you don't know and you keep looking at them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm sorry. I ain't trying to be looking at you, but I'm like trying to figure out how I know you. So I looked it up when I got home. I realized it in that moment, but I wanted to make sure I got her name right. Paige Hurd from Power Book. She's in the 50 Cent Show Power.
Oh, okay.
And she plays a snitch. She just snitched on my man. Yeah, she's snitching, but she was having a good old time hanging out. Really talented actress. She's actually a really good character in that show. I really like her. But, you know, this is all from my Power Book fans. Yeah. You remember?
Yeah. Has she been in anything else?
I think that's the only thing I've ever seen her in. That's why it was, like, so specific. Yeah. You know, it was like, Man,
I know where I know her from.
Yeah.
What?
She was on Everybody Hates Chris as his like love interest, the girl that he liked.
Oh, really?
The whole series, basically.
Oh, she was on that too?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can I quickly say who our last guest on Add to Cart was?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Really? You are kidding me. Get out of here.
Damn.
It was crazy.
Wow.
It was wild and crazy. We talked.
Really?
Yes.
What y'all was talking about?
We talked about Worthy. We talked about her book.
Uh-huh.
And we really got into it because it does make sense. And we should do more of these. It's like a celeb's more interested in talking about their autobiography than like a movie they've ever been in. They're like willing to go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about her book, Worthy, which is a memoir, her life story. So she was so down for that. And then we like talked about things she shops for.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was an amazing fun.
That's awesome. I bet she has so many stories.
I couldn't believe that she did the show.
How was she?
She was great. Honestly, she was great.
Yeah, tell the truth. We ain't gonna tell anybody. It's just us and the gossip royalty.
It's just us.
We have a really strong relationship with our fans.
We have not been reaching HeadGum's ideal numbers, so nobody's really listening.
Well, I would love to know how, because we trying to get some, I was trying to get a few Gossip Girl people on here.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. They don't want to talk about this shit. But
yeah, they think they've probably like moved on, or it's not, they're not at the place where they're going to want to do like reunions yet.
Except for when it's in-house.
Okay.
So like Vanessa does have a podcast.
Okay.
Called XOXO.
Okay.
Gossip Vanessa.
Yeah.
And.
She had a couple people on there.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
all right, okay, I see.
But
that.
They won't come. They won't come to us because, like, what's the name? Penn Badgley did Nicole's pod. He did
from
Why
you,
Won't You
yes.
Me.
Yeah, we can't.
Dan
get him on.
Humphreys.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this was seemed to be just a. I never thought it would happen or actually work out. It's because Lemonade, our network, has a deal with like Apple, and there was like a book club, and so now Jada is promoting her audiobook.
Yeah.
And so they were like, "Hey, here's a list of authors," and I'm sure you guys. Or like, okay, shoot for the stars. Let's see if this actually happens. And it got rescheduled multiple times. And then Suchin and we're like, it's not happening, but we can go through these motions.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't until, the Zoom turned on and there she was. I was like, this is happening.
Wow.
Did she have a good mic?
No.
Yeah.
It was her home
absolutely
setup
not.
Like.
Absolutely not. No.
I feel like it's so easy to buy a good mic.
Yeah.
I see so many people sitting in front of mics on podcasts. Like, anytime I watch Shannon Sharpe and Chad Ochocinco's, both of them are sitting in front of very good mics, and it sounds like Zoom audio.
Yeah.
Why
Rochelle, what is that?
And I know, the Smith family is a music family. They have lots of
there
mics.
There is a microphone in that house.
Twas no mic in front of her.
Twas does the night where there was no mic.
And they don't want to wear headphones. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of celebrities don't want to wear headphones.
No, they don't. Yeah,
it's that Illuminati shit right there. That's what Cat Williams was talking about.
Yeah, it does feel like work. Like like a lot of work, but it feels like why do I have? It's like everything. I was like trying to go to the doctor. I was having this bladder thing.
Speak on this. What's going on with your PP?
My PP is flowing now, streaming like Netflix.
Okay. Tell us those numbers then, like they do.
So I know, right? It's like everything's concealed. So I was like, so I go to, and I'm healthy, for the ladies. I went through it all. I went through the tests. I got an STD test, everything. And I'm with my doctor, right? And she's like, she gave me, I got a urology, not a urology, but the thing you do when you're pregnant, when you get the ultrasound. They did that with my bladder, right?
Okay.
See, to look, nothing's wrong, right? So she says, we're going to refer you to a urologist, because maybe it's something more serious, whatever. So I called a urologist, and they're like, great, come on in. But you have to get, they wanted me to get the paperwork from my doctor and give it to them. And I'm like, why can't y'all do that? It just feels like, yeah, I could do that, but like y'all, you should do that.
It should be doctor to doctor. Why do I gotta do your work?
Like now I'm calling my doctor. Hey,
I gotta
do you
get
have
paperwork?
My PP test from and then they're like not calling me back. So I had to just cancel the shit.
Oh, because
they wouldn't
annoying.
Even see me without it. And I'm like, this is whack, man. And then she goes, cancel it. She said, it was like that, like yesterday. I was like, yo, I'm trying to call them, but they haven't called me back yet. Can I still just come in and at least talk to the guy? And then they're like, no, we need to see what you already went through. And then they're like, our next appointment is in end of March. And I'm like, what the fuck? What if I was like dying or something?
Yeah.
Shit is whack, yo. Anyway, that was had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
but it is important, you know, check yourself out.
You got to get your shit checked.
Get your shit checked. Do it early. You got to find stuff early.
You got to get your shit checked.
You never know.
You never know.
And you know, it's like, it don't take much. It was, you know, just go up there, you know. It's more the anxiety than the actual process of doing it, you know. But I'm good. My body is good. So everyone knows.
Okay, I think that's important to clear up.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know,
So how many times have you watched a series? We just watched it once?
Just once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just once.
Are you Blair or Serena? You team Blair or team Serena?
Ooh, it always depends.
Ain't no way.
Really?
The last woman on this planet that I have faith in is going to say that it depends. So sometimes Serena is the team that you own? Not you. Let me call Scotty D.
Yeah, we need to call Scotty D.
Not you.
Wait,
Scotty
because
David.
She... Look, I mean, like in this last episode, like I get where Serena was coming from in this last episode.
Really, in this one?
Okay,
well, we don't get to that.
All right. Well, look, well, she wants to start over. You've never felt like you wanted to start over without all the baggage that comes with your friends on the Upper East Side.
Architect of her own problems.
Yeah. Well, that's
what she
true.
Does.
That's
she creates
true.
All these
that's
problems.
True.
She's 100%. Like,
I need to start over.
Well, that's fair too.
I've done everybody dirty, but I got to change.
What I like about Blair is like she knows she's trash and acknowledge. Like even when she even in this episode, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Oh man, shout out to Nelly Yuki. What's
good?
Nelly Yuki is back in the building.
Oh, Nelly Yuki is back.
He was just asking about her too. Remember
Where's
you were
Nelly
like,
Yuki?
I hope Nelly Yuki's doing all right. But even in that scene, she was like, I know I was shitty to y'all.
Yes.
So that's why I know y'all gonna fuck
look,
with me.
She's fun. She's the actress very funny. The character's very funny. She always it's so clear what she wants.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of mystery with Blair. And like, I think we all, I feel for her because she's just who she is.
Yeah. I feel you though. I mean, she is the main character. Okay. But who, what about,
I'm sorry
Barfast
if I wish
versus...
I was the blonde, like free girl who could do whatever she wants with very little repercussions.
Like when you're watching it, because we always have this conversation where we're like, we're obviously watching this in retrospect as adult, like men, like, and like we're wondering if the writers were consciously writing Serena as like this terrible person, or are we just seeing it through the eyes of like a black man and you know, just like this white woman
who
doesn't
who's
accountable
just,
for anything.
Oh yeah, who just has complete and full freedom, like who?
Yeah, but when you watch it when, as a fan, were you like were you invested in Serena, you know, getting what she wanted? Or you're more like, fuck her.
Well, so much of it was aspirational, I think, at the time. Just their lives and their money and their pettiness and all of that stuff.
Yeah. I feel that. Like, that's like when I watched Entourage back in the day.
Yes.
I was like, Vince. I want to be Vince. But, like, Vince was probably the weakest character on that show, probably.
The most bland character.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it revolved around him, right? But everything always worked out for everybody on that show.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Also, Bart Bass versus Rufus. Who you like better?
Oh. Well, not Rufus. You'll have to remind me. Could you guys remind me who the con artist is? Like, I don't remember who Rufus slept with. Like, I don't know who that woman is.
Oh, so that
Charlie.
Is...
Okay.
Okay.
We gotta be careful.
Like,
you almost scared me just now.
I was like, what?
I was like, what con artist?
Right. No. Well, they called her a con artist.
No, I know, but okay. I it's just so scary.
That's Ivy Dickens.
Yeah.
That's okay. Who posed as Charlotte Rhodes for a whole season.
As
Lily's niece.
As Lily's niece. Okay. And then she got found out.
Yeah.
But
then she was like, well, I can't leave this family. It's a lot. All right.
Okay.
So let me say it so you don't say nothing.
Okay.
That I didn't.
All right.
Because I am so nervous.
That I'm going to reveal something.
Yeah. Because right now, where it stands. All right. So, Ivy Dickens, she posed as Lily's niece for a whole season. Okay. They eventually found her out, but Cece knew the whole time. So, when Cece died, she left all her money to Ivy Dickens.
Mm-hmm.
The power of attorney eventually, like, reversed that, and Lily got her money back, and Carol got her money back, but then they took Lola, got that money, the real Charlotte Rose, please stand up. Got that money back.
Right.
Gave it to Ivy Dickens. But for some reason, they like it, this is where I'm confused at.
Mm-hmm. Ivy yeah, Dickens, this is where we are now, I think.
Yeah, so Ivy Dickens still got dissed by Lily. Because and then she moved in with Rufus.
Yeah.
And at first they wasn't like Rufus was being good to her.
Helping her.
Yeah.
And when she didn't have her money.
But then
and,
she came on to him.
Yes.
And Rufus couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Rufus is a milkman. And he
I ain't no kid.
Yeah.
And I ain't your daughter.
And I ain't your niece. Yeah. He was like, all right. Let's hit the bed then.
It was outrageous.
It was outrageous.
An outrage.
Yeah, because I would have said Rufus, but then I was like unclear what was going. I was like I didn't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
That you know when Dan shows
this
up
is a,
and
this is the worst version of Rufus I've seen.
Yeah,
we've seen so far. I
and it's
like.
Happened in the last. If this I, is Rufus,
it's kind of wild to see this
origin story.
But that's what happened. Look at him and Dan. Both of them have been ruined by this life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like it's like funny how. It's like it's interesting seeing like all the characters who've gone in and out of the Upper East Side, like Vanessa, Lola, like they all just be turning to shitty people, but get used and abused, except for the main core.
Yeah.
They always stay on top.
Yeah.
Serena, Chuck, Nate. Nate been killing it too this year, too. Well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about all this stuff.
Okay.
Right after this break.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't see that one.
I didn't know. That was a twist.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The episode title is High in Fidelity.
Yeah.
Which
finally when I knew, I was like, I know this one.
What's the actual, so the actual movie is called High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Which I thought for years the movie was called High Infidelity. So I was like, oh, they did a one-to-one on this one.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
I had to Google it.
Yeah, because what is fidelity, really? So fidelity is just being in a relationship?
Fidelity is infidelity. Where my 401k was.
See, try that joke on a dating app. See what happens. Unmatched
immediately.
But I think it's being
faithful, yes?
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Because so High Fidelity, the movie was, what was that about?
Like highly faithful.
Being in a faithful relationship?
It was about music.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Fidelity music, also has something to do with music,
the
too.
Double meaning.
Yeah, like High Fidelity is also like...
About sound?
Sounds and stuff. But then I was really... But who's infidelity in this episode, though, is what I'm trying to figure it out.
The infidelity was Bart Bass.
Oh man, that was weak.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna name the episode off a sea story.
Yeah.
That was weak.
Or the thought that her boyfriend,
yeah, the boyfriend was with the homegirl.
That's what I was thinking. But then I was like, even that is like, I thought I don't know the way they named it. I was like, we about to find something out good. But I was kind of like, wah wah.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't remember that, I didn't remember that it was the daughter like that. I really thought they was cheating up for.
I did
for,
too
for
when
minute.
I saw it. It was a little bit too affectionate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you feel like, me?
He was lying his ass off. You feel me, son?
You feel me, son?
So, did you recognize her? That's the girl from Single Drunk Female.
Oh, no.
Isn't
really?
That crazy? Yeah. I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For some reason,
the lead in Single Drunk Female?
Yeah, the lead. That's the little young daughter. But I was like, Because when I saw Jungle Single Drunk Female, for some reason I had in my head that this was like her breakout role or something.
Yeah, that's what I assumed too.
Yeah, but she been
in the
game.
And I assume her to be very young in that show.
Yeah, it feels like she's playing the same
age. Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen that show, but it's wild.
Single Drunk Female?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
I've seen the first two episodes. I really like it. But then I didn't go back.
Yeah. I did have an audition for it, and I didn't get it, so I was watching it bitterly.
Did one of my friends create that?
I don't know. I feel like on some level we're connected to that show, but I can't tell you how.
Let me see. It's time to Google
it. But it feels, just the tone of it feels like we probably know the people involved
have
in it.
Have to.
Yeah. We're single, we're drunk, we're female.
We're female.
check.
I don't know the person who created that.
Okay.
Did you audition for that?
No, I
never. It was a good like black guy run. They were like, we need a good black guy.
Nah. Well, didn't audition for that one.
Well,
I thought it was one of what's Lang's show called?
Oh, that's like single cocaine
outfit.
Never have I ever. That's Lang's show.
Yeah, that show's great.
Yeah. Oh yes, I've seen every episode of that.
I love that. And Sex Lies of Kyle's Ghost dope.
I've seen that too.
Yeah. Brooklyn got some alumni coming out.
Brooklyn got some alumni coming out of there. Okay. So Nate in bed with College Bay. They getting it in.
Everybody's getting in. I love when they do those opening like sex montage.
Yeah,
like, everyone's just
everybody fucking. Having sex. Serena in bed with homeboy. I forgot his name. Steven.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and then we call him Vitamin Bay.
Vitamin Bay. And then Dan is sleep at Georgina's house on the couch.
Oh yeah,
and she's staring at him asleep. She had a couple innuendos with him this episode. Is she into him?
Yeah,
I think so. I think she's always been since way back, right?
And
what do you think?
I don't know if she was like seriously into him. I know she like liked him for con artist's sake.
I think she's crazy. I mean, I think she's
definitely crazy. But yeah, no, if you are watching someone while they sleep, you'd like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, them. It's like that you ever wake up and someone's staring at you? That's a crazy
thing.
He
didn't get
feeling.
Scared enough, in my opinion. I would have
yeah, been very scared.
I don't like that. But
I like
not
to
the
do that
time.
As bits for Scott, but like, and I know that it's crazy.
It's funny though. It is like, it's a funny thing that feels like it only happens on TV, but it happens in real life too.
Yeah.
But I remember when they were in college, I feel like she was really in it, like really trying to date him.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, because she did kind of fall for him, but he
he was like, whoops. Like he kind of just trying to get over.
And just real quick, so just to remind me, because I made this note. So how is it that she's his manager?
So that happened. It wasn't talked about very much in the last episode, but basically it was announced this episode. Basically,
okay.
He went to her over the summer in the last episode of last season. He went to her to be like, I'm going to write the craziest expose about all these people using real names. And you're the person to help me do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did I understand that Kulop? No.
All right.
Yeah. No, it was like confusing to me too. I think it was just something that.
So she, yeah, because she,
for her to be there.
She's rich and she has an axe to grind and she knows people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I guess Dan doesn't really have a pull like she does.
Yeah. Okay.
But I guess everybody, well, go ahead. Keep going in your notes.
Oh yeah. So
Carl got called out on his note taking.
I take copious notes.
It's beautiful.
This girl said he don't take, I think they're great. Like. Because there's times, like, I watched this one last night, so I'm a little fuzzy. And it's like, I'm right back where I'm going to be.
Great. So Dubay wants to leave. Dubay is Dubai Bay.
Thank you for that.
She wants to leave Chuck's house, but Chuck not letting her. He's like, no, you got to tell me some stuff.
Yeah, I need to
know
secrets.
You know some shit. Yeah. I know you know
I
what's
poppin'.
I got
to get back to Dubai. She got, like, a whole ass family and shit. Yeah. I got to get back to my family.
I got to get back to my family. You got to let me leave. No, you have to tell me what's going on with my dad. And then Chuck is like, you know what? I got an idea. I'm going to bring you to brunch.
Yeah,
and then when you show up, my dad's going to be like, what the fuck she doing here? And then he's going to be like trying to
like,
not say stuff.
Up and shit.
That was a dumb idea.
Well, it seems like he's grasping at straws. But also Dubai Bay or Doobie Bay is like kind of, I don't know what to believe with her. I can't tell if she's lying or not. She's like.
Well, it made me, and this is me speculating because I do not remember and I am not trying to, but she made it me think that like, she kept saying, this money's for my family.
Yeah.
It made me think she has
Bart's kids
Bart's
or something?
Kid or something.
Ah.
Maybe he got a family.
I was thinking. Cause he was like, I was protecting you and, you know, Serena's mom. And I was like, oh, well, is it because she has his
Probably.
Kid?
I could believe that.
Like, it feels weird because they were trying to make it seem like it's just the affair.
Yeah.
And like, even I'm going to agree with Chuck. Like, there's no way he would pay that much.
No.
For an affair,
he'd
yeah.
Be, he'd be cheating.
But she knows something about
million.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
For silence?
She knows something about. She knows
even
something about.
Even that, I don't even know if that's
that ain't
enough.
Even a big of a deal.
It's got to be mm-mm. Something like yeah. Evil, like something dark. Like,
yeah. Okay. All right.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, like, yeah. He, like, he sells, like, weapons or something.
He's an arms dealer.
Yeah. Some sort of arms dealing.
I'm an arms dealer. What's that song? This ain't a city. God damn.
Oh, do you? I got one for you because I was wondering if you do this. So when they said Simon and Schuster, every time I hear that there's a song that pops up like, it's Simon and Schuster. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what
it's
song
like
is
an
it?
Indie song. I feel like they're saying Simon and Schuster. It's like Coldplay. Anyway, all right, well.
You got to play that
you,
one for me.
You are my you. That's
all. You know, yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's like, if I play it all the time, it goes, you and Schuster. It's like, maybe you too, maybe? It's like, but it sounds like it says, Simon and Schuster.
I think that might be you too.
I think it's a you too.
I think it's a
yeah,
you too.
It's all you too. Hold on.
I don't know. Y'all got to play that one
okay,
for me.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Maybe it's like one of the popular songs.
So Serena's man needs to hem his pants. Them shits was long as hell. Yeah. When he got out the bed.
He's stressed out. He's like, I got a daughter I'm hiding. I'm hiding my daughter in these streets.
In these pants?
And he's like, Serena takes Manhattan. And I just wrote my nose like, how old is this dude?
How? Yes.
But this is what the whole episode was about.
Yeah.
He old as hell. He'd messing with Serena. Shit is crazy.
Wow. So, wild times.
The old Blair is back. DeRota done set her office up. She's new head of the company.
I miss DeRota. It was so nice to see her again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like they're growing apart, you know?
No, sure.
I started, like, when she was in that maid outfit at the office, I was like, all right, I think it's time to move on. Yeah. I'm glad. Like, time to grow up.
Where was Slim Charles? They beefed last
year. Yeah, yeah.
They
Slim
fell
Charles
out
the game.
Slim Charles is out the game.
He probably working with Proposition Joe now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So Dan Walker with Georgina, his book deal was turned down by Simon & Schuster. Yeah. And Alessandra, you got to play that song for me.
I know, I'm trying to find it.
But Alessandra dropped him too. His agent dropped him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, consider that we know how agents work.
Yeah.
If you get dropped by your agent, that's tough.
Something's
that's hard. I was surprised just off that one book. Like if I wrote a book, I said, okay, this is all the scandals of all my homies. Why would you drop me? I feel like you'd just be like, yeah, let's put this out.
Let's do something else. Like,
I don't know. That's weird.
That's
maybe,
a tough one.
Maybe he also kind of been slipping anyway. He's supposed to write a book before that.
Yeah.
Didn't write
okay.
Nothing. And he bombed that pitch meeting.
Yeah.
He been slipping.
There's also like this one I wrote in my notes. Is Georgina into him? Because she says like, ooh, say long and hard again. Or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Was getting
she
was,
well.
She was this whole episode.
I hope they end up together. Bass has sex like only one way. Like it's like leg up over shoulder and just like this.
Like
oh yeah.
Like he American
does,
Psycho.
Yeah, yeah. Like
he
that.
Does at least some light choking though.
Yeah, just like,
and for him and for him and for her, I think.
Yeah, that dude looks so scary this whole episode.
He's so
he was
scary.
Me.
I forgot about him. Like he is scary.
I thought for sure. I was like, the way he was talking to Dubé, I was like, yo, he's about to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yo, this dude is like a murderer.
Yeah, Dubé. And at this brunch, which they had crepes. You notice that?
Yeah.
Rufus ain't there. Ain't no waffles.
Ain't no waffles
when Rufus ain't there. They got crepes.
This is what I'm saying.
They got a bowl of brown eggs, a whole brown eggs.
She lost her man and she lost the waffles that came with it. Now she got, ain't nobody eat that shit too. I was pissed, bro.
Yeah.
It was so much food.
So much food.
What
nobody
a waste
for
four people. Yeah,
so much food.
Crazy.
So much food.
But Bart and Dubé keep making eye contact.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he know that. He's like, man, you ain't supposed to fucking be here.
Yeah.
So I go, how does Lily not notice that Bart is a killer?
Yeah.
Like this man is a murderer. That's what I think he is.
Yeah, I can't tell. Like, I mean, I think anyone who fakes their death is a little.
Yeah, you got it. That shit, it's a flag.
Yeah,
that's a flag.
It's the yuck.
If
it's
my girl,
a hickey.
If my girl fake her death, like, you ain't finna just come back.
Yeah,
we got
like
to.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, we got to redevelop a friendship.
Okay,
well,
let me ask you this. All Let's right. say you meet me, you and I are dating. And then I tell you, at one point, I had faked my death. It wasn't while knowing you.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, just full disclosure, everything on the table, I did fake my death.
I'd be like, can you tell me why you did that?
Yeah, like, if you got to be like, someone was trying to hurt you, or was it?
Well, I had a lot of bills, and I didn't want to pay
You did
them.
Over bills? Yeah, okay. Well, we got one last bill. Check, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause that's it.
Yo, I think if a girl,
there ain't no way,
yeah,
homie.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Right. I think that's right.
It's gotta be so serious. Like, yeah, what would the, like, you gotta be Tupac,
what's,
basically.
What's
like,
the acceptable? Like, well, let me ask you that. What's the acceptable?
You had to be like in extreme danger.
Okay.
Yeah, like everybody, like the government,
the government,
you were like a rebel.
But then it'd be like, well, now you put me in some shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like if you were like, if it was like Martin Luther King, like somebody who like tried to change the world, like Martha Stewart. Or, I mean, not Martha Stewart. I was thinking of Mother Teresa. But like, if you were like Mother Teresa, and you were like, look, I had to fake, or Princess Diana.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I had to just get out because they was gonna take me out.
Okay,
I'd be like, cool,
okay.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm going to remember this.
And now we just back at eating at Denny's.
You got any girls that fake their death? Homegirls for us?
I'm going to remember this.
Hook us up with your homegirls that fake their death.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you got some homegirls that fake their death, right?
I don't know if you want another app. It sounds like you guys are busy.
Nah, I'm done with apps.
You don't only have to be lonely at IFakedMyDeath.com.
That would be crazy. Just for people who fake their death, like.
You want somebody interesting? You want somebody with some baggage?
Would you rather date someone who faked their death or somebody who has killed somebody?
Why'd they kill somebody?
Yeah, why they? If it was like defense.
For bills? No, I don't know.
For bills.
Okay, they didn't want to pay the bills.
Want to pay the bills? You kill the mailman? I guess they want to get the bills in the mail.
I killed the messenger.
Yeah, you killed the messenger.
That's really funny. That's a good idea for a movie.
So Bart takes Dubai Bay to the elevator. Yeah. He's like, man, your ass is supposed to be gone.
Right.
And she's like, Chuck made me stay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will be gone as soon as possible. Chuck's making me stay. But yeah, you better get your ass up out of here.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's going to be bad.
Hurt. Yeah.
It's going to be bad. You're going to get hurt out here if you don't get out of here.
That's and what I'm saying. It's like, but also I'm like, why is Doobie Bay kind of taking this? Like, I'm like, who is she? I mean, like, her disposition is hard to read.
Lily heard that.
But just to play devil's advocate, if you were Bart and you paid a bitch $10 million in cash,
you better get your ass up out of here.
I mean,
yeah, you gotta go. Yeah, I mean, you gotta look. I want my money back at least.
Yeah,
and don't be showing up to brunch.
Yeah,
like, imagine. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but also like, what is the secret? I really don't
know.
What is
the secret?
I'm like trying to figure this shit out.
The other
know.
Thing is. Do you think, like, is that a good approximation of what $10 million would look like, one single case?
In $1 bills, probably.
Okay. Oh. You, oh.
But here's what's crazy.
It's so little. You're thinking it's more.
Okay, see, I've never been good at, like, hey, how many jelly beans are in this?
Yeah.
I've always gone wrong
right.
on that.
Me
so
too.
So you, oh.
No. Probably in hundreds.
Okay.
Because it was on the whole table. But then at the end, I hate to jump ahead, but then at the end, we all watched it. At the end, where the safe was open, where Bart was in the house, that safe was small as hell.
It was a small safe.
And it had gold bars in it.
Yeah. It definitely looked like...
Those gold bars.
In my mind, $10 million is like the size of like Scrooge McDuck or when he's in the bank vault.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
At least like a steamer chest is like my head, but you're saying... Okay, all right.
It probably is more like that.
Say $100 bills.
Yeah.
Not $1. $1 bills would be a lot higher.
But $10 million.
Yeah, 10 million. Okay.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
This guy's rich as hell.
What did he do?
Yeah. I don't know. Simon and Seuss.
What is happening in this story? It was the Blair story. That's what I put in my notes.
That felt like a new show. It was like Blair as a fashion designer.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said she got a, that probably could have, was trying to be a spinoff maybe.
It may be. Oh, it felt like that, like with the minions and everybody working. I was like, it's kind of cool. I kind of like this show.
So this is where the writer is coming from Women's Wear Daily, and it's Nelly Yuki. Nelly Yuki is the writer.
Give it up
for Nelly Yuki.
Nelly Yuki coming back, Yale educated.
Yeah.
That was such a good move. I was like, who's going to be the person? I was like, ooh.
Nelly Yuki.
Good one. Good one.
That was a great one.
How exciting for me to have two Asians speaking in one scene.
That was wild. I was thinking about that. I was like, because I feel like up until this point, I've never seen Nelly Yuki and the other
Asian Cotty? One,
Cotty, in the same scene. Like, because they kind of replaced each other in the earlier season. But, man, I guess times have changed. That's probably, what, like 4 or 5 years after Obama, I think?
No, what is that? Obama was still president during this time.
Yeah. It was post-racial.
This is Obama.
Everything was post-racial.
Everything was post-racial. This was a post-racial America.
Things were good.
It's good to ground us in that time.
It is a post-racial America.
It was like a 4-year period where, like, race did not matter.
So Nate walking with Serena, and they look in, and they see College Bay. And Serena's old man
go
in the restaurant together. So they like, what the fuck?
This is crazy.
Yeah, Nelly Yuki's eating Blair's ass up. She all got all the questions.
Yeah.
Blair don't know what to do because she's scared of the old Nelly Yuki.
And I guess, I wonder if we didn't see this, but did something happen in Europe where she just, all her people quit on her? Like, she was saying like all her fashion designers quit.
For her mom, people for her mom.
Yeah.
The so they didn't want to work
for her. They didn't want to work for her.
Damn, that's fucked up too.
I mean, they probably like, it's my time to retire too.
Look, you know,
I've been working with your mom since the 70s. I'm done.
You're a Nepo baby, and maybe I don't want to follow you.
Yeah, I ain't finna go down with the ship. I ain't finna go down with the ship. I'm finna jump. I'm finna port. I'm finna get off at the dock.
That's cool, though, how she let them. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's just like, I have no experience in this, but because she's her daughter, she's just in charge. Shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's
I guess that's what life is.
That's generational wealth for you.
Yeah, there it is.
I want to do it. Let me do that.
Let me try. Let me just try it.
I'm gonna leave Headgun Studios to my son. Don't take over.
So Nate calls College Bay. He's like, I'm out. I'm done with
you. Yeah, he did it quick.
Yeah, he's
I
like,
was
I'm
like,
done.
Good for you,
he's
Nate.
Like, and he was like, Serena, you need to do this too. She's like, I don't know. I can't do it. So they watching the
news. What was her? She was just like, I want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I got questions.
She's like, I'm grown now. I have a grown boyfriend. So I'm going to act.
I'm going to ask.
Adult-like.
Yeah. I'm going to ask why he's cheating.
What did you think of that? Because I was curious. I was like, at that moment, I was kind of like, I'd want to, I was kind of like give, for Nate, I was like, give her a shot to explain at least, just in the beginning before we knew what it really was. But then I was like, I don't know. I was torn. I was like, I felt bad for her. Like, she was trying to explain, but he didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's been done wrong too much.
Yeah.
Can we just on a side go, like, I don't know how old is Nate supposed to be at this time?
21.
Okay.
They're all
21. Him running the Spectator. Like, he looks like a young buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just got the office looking like his bedroom with all the, with like Johnny Depp and shit.
The art. Who's that lady? Who's that? Tammy Faye Baker? That no, that's the New York socialite lady who like stole a bunch of money in the 80s.
Yeah. I forgot her name.
The Queen of Mean. You ever see, like, I love the 80s.
Yes, I did, but I can't pull it. I don't got it.
All right, well, you then, I'm going to look up Simon & Schuster. I'm trying to figure
it out. I know you know it. Elevation. Is it that song?
I know what song you're talking about now.
Wait, what is it?
That is YouTube. I don't know any of music. I'm not a YouTube fan. Sorry about it.
I mean, you know, I live with one, so.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, are you talking YouTube to me all the time?
Is this it?
No, that's.
No, I love that song.
You don't know the name? Ask Scott real quick. I don't know. There's no way to explain to him what
so
we're talking
gonna
about.
So we're going to send him a voicimail of you singing Simon & Schuster. Is that what you want me to do right now?
Yeah, be like,
if that's what you want to do.
I may figure it out. Let's do it real quick. Okay.
Wait.
So he really likes YouTube?
New York.
Yes. He loves it. Oh, yes. Okay, hold on. We're doing...
Leona Roberts Helmsley.
Oh, yes. I remember her.
So that's who he got on the wall in his office.
Yeah, like it's like all his
homies. Wow, you really noticed that. I can't.
I tell you, this dude's full effect. Okay, so, Scott, so I need your help. So there's a YouTube song, and every time I hear it, it makes me think of Simon & Schuster. But it goes, Simon & Schuster. What song is
Simon
that called?
Simon & Schuster.
Sing it, when you sung it, it actually sounded like
Simon
it.
And Schuster.
Yeah, what a song is that, Scott? It be playing at JCPenney's.
We
all the
are
time.
Talking you two to you.
Yeah, this is from me too to you too.
Ask you two. Adam Scott too, he know.
Out of context, it's going to sound insane to him. But,
I mean, he has all the context that we have.
Yeah, that's right. It's just like.
Are they saying revolution?
Maybe,
revolution.
It's definitely something. It's definitely not Simon & Schuster.
Could be. Yeah, I feel confident in that as well.
Okay.
I can put money down on that it's not Simon & Schuster.
Listen. This is it. Beautiful day. Wait, hold on. No, it's the same. I don't know. Damn, all they saw sound the same.
Well, there's that. There is that.
We should have went and saw them at the
Sphere.
The Sphere.
We went to the Sphere.
Did y'all go?
We went.
Was it insane?
It was really cool.
Yeah, it's like.
It was like mind blowing. Like I've never had that sort of experience. I didn't know. I wasn't quite prepared for it. But it did. I keep saying it's just, if you're a rock star, you're used to being the center of attention.
Yeah.
And you are not at the Sphere because everyone's going, whoa.
Yeah.
And you're like tiny here and we're all looking at the graphics and, you know, like.
And the screens, I mean, I just drove by it and it was during NBA Summer League, so it got turned into a basketball, and it was spinning. It looked like it looked insane. It looked like you're looking at an Instagram filter in real life.
Yes.
Wow. Like when you film it, it looks like, oh yeah, Instagram filter that put a big basketball in the middle of the thing.
Wow.
And then you turn the phone away, you go, no, that shit's really right.
Are they still? Who are they doing next? It's still YouTube.
Oh,
Pretty Ricky.
I mean, like, what? Let's go.
Oh, I'm going to the Sphere to see Pretty Ricky. Pretty Ricky doing the Sphere. I'm going to it. How many seats?
All these people grinding.
How many seats were there? I don't know. Again, I'm not good at it. I think $10 million would be a steamer.
That's tight. I got to check
it
that out.
It was so cool. And it was when we walked in, I'm like, oh, it looks like this. And they were able to just like make everything look so real. At one point you feel like you're outside.
Wow.
The sound is so good. You feel like you're also like in your room, which makes it a very interesting communal concert experience because there's no grimy or like sound. The speakers are like right here. Like everywhere. Wow, everyone's got a speaker. It's wild. It's
18,600. So it's like a basketball arena.
I would love to do
like basketball stadiums for about 18,000.
Yeah, you would. It's wild.
Because I think there's one in UK where they're doing ABBA too, right? Something like that.
Oh, that ABBA one is where it's all what they did at Tupac.
Like hologram.
Yeah, it's all hologram. People say it's good.
Ain't they all still alive?
Yes.
They just get their old ass on stage and sing that Dancing Queen.
They're cricking and creaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
that shit is so, that Sphere thing looks
wild, right?
It looks so wild.
Well, I know Beyonce was talking to them. I don't know.
Oh, she was.
But then it was the Eagles for a bit.
I want to see. I gotta see. Like, who would I want to see?
You sing them at karaoke all the time.
The Eagles. Yeah, yeah. I like them, but I don't want to go
see them. You don't want to be in a see their concert. Eagles fans.
Oh no, Scott told me. I think it's gonna be Fish. Which for a Fish fan, that makes the most sense.
Yeah, Fish fan.
I'd go see that.
Fish fan. All right. Okay. I think. Who would I want to go? Who would you want to go see at the Sphere, Rochelle?
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance at the Sphere?
Really? Yeah.
You want to see them sing their three songs?
That's tight. What's their song? Do your thing. Do the song. Do your impression.
What is it? I'm not okay.
Just want to go away.
I'm not. What? I'm not okay. What?
I would like to see Carl do some emo right now.
Yeah.
Some screamo.
He does a Panic at the Disco pretty good.
Oh, really?
This is funny. You see this as a group chat thing. But I would want to see Wu-Tang do it. And it would be like, like take us on a journey through all the like kung fu and shit.
That would be cool.
They are doing a Vegas show. I don't know if it's in the Sphere, though. That'd be cool.
The Sphere.
We gotta
finish this episode.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, so where are we? Okay, so Serena is gossip. Serena is, I'm just playing. All right, where are we at?
So basically what I was trying to say is I wanted to give Lil Young Bae a shot, you know, to explain herself to Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
But I get Nate's point of view. He's like, I'm done. That's how I'm finna be, though. If I see one red flag, I'm out. But I ain't gonna be like, have a nice life. I feel like that's kind of mean.
Yeah, you can talk to me, but I don't have to like.
Well, but get out of my life forever. Because you don't know why.
Yeah, but then also it's like you're with your she's your friend, but she's your ex-girlfriend. And it's just too complicated. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm with my ex-girl. You're fucking my ex-girlfriend's boy. You know what I mean? It's all too much.
That was a lot. Yeah. But Serena's got, Serena's problem. She thinks she can control every situation.
Sure.
So she's like, I'm going to take it. I'm going to handle it.
She called him and was like, are you cheating on me? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, wait. We skipped something. All right. Lily confronts Bart.
That's right.
About the lady.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, did you have an affair with her? And Bart, of course, is like, oh, that's all you think? Yeah. I had an affair with her. Yeah, sure.
Like, you could tell. He was lying.
Sorry.
I was dead at the time. I was dead at the time. Yeah, me and her, we just spent the weekend together, and I don't want her to be here because of that. And she's extorting money from us. Oh, you heard that, huh? Yeah, that's what she's doing.
I know, that was so
easy. Gotta go.
That was such an easy way out.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, she thinks that she's so silly for believing in this man. And she's believing him. I think I used to say that back then, too. Being like, why does Lily like this man? He sucks.
I think it's the, you know, I gotta say, man, when he bought her that Harry Winston thing.
Yeah, the necklace.
I was like, she liked them gifts. I mean, that might be her love language.
She liked them.
She likes the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's very impressive to her that Serena is the host of this thing, this benefit. She was a socialite.
Yeah.
So this is when Rufus ain't had that for
Rufus
her.
Ain't had that for her. Remember she went to Brooklyn and she was she didn't touch nothing.
That's hilarious.
So Serena called her man and he's like, I'm not cheating on you. Like, I'm in a meeting right now. Cheating on you. And I believed him at that point. Before I knew what happened.
Because I was like, he don't seem like he's lying, but I also was like, he's lying about something.
Yeah. I thought that van was going to pull away. And
she was going to be out there.
Yeah. She was standing there with the phone.
Hey!
That would be hilarious.
So Nate wants to publish Dan's book in The Spectator. And Dan is like, well, you're going to have to call Georgina. She's my manager now.
Yeah, she's the plug. She got it going on. They hitting everywhere. That was a fun little montage.
It was. They was getting turned down by everybody.
Yes, I like that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was some good art direction.
Yeah. And then, but they don't want to get into the mix. They were like, we're not going to publish all this stuff. Yeah. Get sued by
it. Yeah, it's a big libel case going to sue us all. So Blair hears that Poppy is using the same fabric.
Yeah. I was like, who the fuck is Poppy? I kind of forgot. Like,
Big
but
Pop.
She back. I remember
she
Pop.
Back.
I forgot what they did to her, though.
They ran out of town because she was selling. Remember her and the Winklevoss twin was selling satellites in Africa.
Oh, okay. They were scammed out. They were scammed out.
Her and Winklevoss.
Damn.
What's my man's name? Be eating people?
Cannibal sex dude.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah. It's like Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer. That was him.
Armie Hammer.
Baking soda dude.
Yeah, yeah. Who surprisingly not related to that family.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I looked that up.
Oh, I thought.
That dude's name is Armin Hammer, though.
Oh, yeah.
He has, his grandfather is also named Armin Hammer.
Okay.
But he is not.
Same conversation.
Not, yeah.
Sorry, thank you. It does make sense now that you said it. Yeah. Like, why would his whole name be? Like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
So he's Hammer of the Hammer Museum.
Yes, yes.
Rich people.
Yeah, but not Armin Hammer.
Not from that.
Arm not and from Hammer. That.
Hey, man, minorities ain't got shit. Like, they out here getting it in, these white folks. We got to start establishing our... We got to do this long-term work.
I wish I was Kulop Panda Express.
That's the name of the person that discovered it.
Created at the Glendale Gallery in 1983. It's a fact for you. I'm Carl Tart, and I'm the fax machine. Created.
What was the fact you just said?
Panda Express created in 1983 at the Glendale Gallery.
Fax machine.
Yo,
and then I always have to go in and make sure I check that out. So let me make sure it's 1983. I am pretty sure it is.
I didn't know they were starting Glendale Gallery. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was right about that.
Nice.
So we could go there. When I go to Panda Express there, that's the original Panda Express.
That's that one probably is not because I am assuming that they have rebuilt the mall. But yes, when you go to the Glendale Galleria, that is the original Panda Express.
Every time I've gone to that food court, that Panda Express line is long, like longer than normal. So I wonder if it has something to do with that.
Might be the original, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good fact. I like that. That's great, fax machine.
Yeah. Hey, fax machine. What else do you know up in there?
I should have shot every time. Okay. Has Scott gotten back to you yet?
He kept the audio. He did.
When that happens,
the
anxiety when someone keeps the audio and you don't hear from them.
I'll go. Well, ?
We only got 10 minutes left on his pod.
Yeah, we gotta go. All right, so Lily calls Chuck and tells him that Bart smashed Dubé.
Right,
he didn't know that.
I thought he back to the house.
Yeah,
basically.
I thought he would have knew that.
He kind of seemed shocked, right?
He got mad at Dubé.
You had an affair with my father?
Because remember when they first met,
did you see that, Rochelle? He was like, you had an affair with my father? He was like leaning this way, but he was pointing this way.
Also, shout out to Chuck's haircut. He had the ball fade.
Yeah, he had the ball fade. Clean.
He is all angles.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a 360 actor. So what about, but you're right, like when they met, he was literally like, you know, in a kind of misogynist way, but like, he probably has sex with you too, right?
Yeah, like he said there was something like that. Something about like eye candy, but not it being worth. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why he's so shocked by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
But we talked about none of the magazines won Dan's book. But Blair going through some shit, and Serena's on the board of the Central Park Conservancy. So she want to go to this party, but her and Serena is beefing right now.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're broken up.
I
like the little Abbott Costello thing going on with the minions.
Yeah, yeah.
They was having a good time.
When they opened that door, though, and they fell through it, I knew they was going to do that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, y'all was holding the door closed.
Yeah, there was some stupid shit. She had the ski mask on her face, though.
They should have had, like, Dorota come over and open the door so they could fall through. Or Blair open the door so they could fall through. Why would they open the door themselves and go, whoa? That was stupid. Well, I hated that.
You know, they're not comedy. It's a drama.
Yeah. So Chuck goes in on Dubé.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need every bit of information you got. If you want this money, it's in my safe. Mm-hmm. And this is where it happens right here. Mm-hmm. So this is some shit. This is what Barbass was trying to tell him about. So he's like, I need every piece of information. You got to give it to me. Mm-hmm. The money's in my safe. You can't get in there. So if you want that money, you got to let me know. Blair texting, I need your help. He goes, yeah. I'll be right back. No, Chuck.
Yeah, that was crazy. He fell right to Bart's.
Right into the trap.
Yeah.
Right into the trap.
But, you know, I love that he's down for her like that.
I mean,
down for my girl B.
Look, I love the tension. They were doing the Bridgerton tension before Bridgerton was doing it.
They want it
so bad. The heat between the two of them. We like that. That's nice.
I like that. I like it. Well, you know, it's almost, well, whatever. I won't talk about it. Okay.
Don't say it.
Okay.
All right. So Lily tells Serena to act like an adult about the cheating. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You got to be at the board tonight. You're on the board of the conservancy. Yeah.
Get your flowers.
Yeah.
You know, stop worrying about these dudes.
Man. Yeah. Fuck you can talk about them cheating later. I'm back with Barbass. I'm in my bag.
I know. She's like, I'm back. I got rid of that. What was that guy's name? I don't remember him.
I forgot his name. Rudy?
I hope it was Rudy.
What was his name?
She don't give a fuck about Roof.
Nah, she don't give a shit about old Roof.
They didn't really talk about him and Ivy this episode, huh?
They wasn't in it at all.
Yeah.
Which,
I what they was doing.
I wonder, I mean, it's when that shit type of, so there's a couple things that I'm waiting on. All right, turn your heads.
Okay.
So there's a couple things that I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on Vanessa's return. I'm waiting on the fallout of what happens to Rufus. I'm waiting on Dan and Georgina to get legit married and she changed her ways. All right, y'all can turn back. Those are the things that I want to happen.
Okay. What was I going to say?
I really want to update. Scott wrote, haha, I have no idea.
Oh, he knows.
He knows.
But he kept that out. He kept that message.
It's very, like, it's like when y'all hear it, I will find it and I will send it all of y'all. You will only hear this. Because it's like, put it this way, I don't even think about Shaman and Sutra at all. But when I heard it in this episode, it made me think of the U2 song. All right. Anyway.
All right. So.
sorry to derail.
College Bay calls Nate.
Yeah.
And he answers. She's like, finally you answered.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's good? And he's like, no, you cheating on me. I saw you out.
Yeah.
And then, or he don't say that. They do that thing where they found you out. You were lying to me. Well, I didn't lie. But like, so they both talking around what the actual issue is, which is the most annoying shit on television to me. But I know it's a writing device.
You have to have tension. You have to have a conflict, Carl.
Good writing has conflict.
Listen, yeah.
That's why I'm going to write documentaries. At the gala, Serena shows up with Steven. And then College Bay comes in.
She came in quick.
Right, she seen then, Nate.
I remembered because when she saw, I was like, she's young.
Loved when she was at Alice and Olivia, and the woman tried to like give her some jeans, and she's like, "I need a dress.
you can keep these jeans for tonight. You can keep these jeans. These jeans. When I close my eyes,
shining
into Tuesday. I'm living another night."
Oh, yeah, some fools with it. Okay, so that's what I was like. I was like, okay, she must be underage or something.
I figured it at that exact point.
I figured, I was like, oh, that dude is her dad.
Yeah. Right?
So Chuck shows up with Blair. Well, Blair didn't send a text. He's like, my dad, I got to hurry up and get back.
Yeah, he figured it out quick, too.
Yeah, like, College Bay talking around the issue. Nelly Yuki there, gaming up. Wait, hold on. Oh, wait.
She's talking to Penn Bagley.
Yeah, Nelly, she gaming him up. She's like, you always been smarter than everybody. You always been.
Get out.
Get out of that shit. Like, why are you trying to be a part of this? Like, I got out. Yeah, look at me. I'm like, why you ain't looking at Nelly Yuki? Like, she ain't bad. That's the thing. All right, turn your heads. Because I want to say, I want Dan to end up with Nelly Yuki. I don't want him to end up with Georgina. I want him to end up with Nelly Yuki. Okay, y'all can come back.
But yeah, it was like, it's like the fact that he couldn't see, like, I'm like, man, look, this could be you, like, at the very least.
What? Nah.
I didn't even think about it. But at the same time.
I can't look at this.
Just thought
anyway,
about
let's stop talking about this. All right, what's the next scene?
Well, but the, good, I just want to, she looked great. She looked like a power bitch. I love that for her. But she's kind of calling him out about, like, you know, he wants to get his revenge or whatever. But she's also getting her revenge with what she's writing about Blair. So it's like she's kind of being a little
hypocritical.
Yeah.
I feel that.
She's enjoying this. Yeah. As she should.
Yeah, she should.
Because it's like, but also she is like, well, we'll get to that scene where we find out what actually happened with Blair and shit. But
so Chuck goes home. Bart is there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, want a drink?
Yeah.
And the safe is open. He's like, yeah, use your mom's birthday.
Yeah,
so cute.
It's so predictable.
Yeah. So predictable. Aaron boy, you stupid ass. Yeah, I sent the text.
The way he treats him is like traumatized. I can't watch this. It's like, come on, man. That's your son. It's your only son.
Your only child. He hates him so much. That's the only part that made me. So for a while, my theory was that Jack was actually his real dad because Bart hates him so much.
Yeah,
but now that we know that it is Bart, like damn, this man just hates this kid.
Yeah.
This dude didn't see this kid for 5 years or 4 years or whatever and still is like, nah, I hate you, dog.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed, even from the grave. So Serena tells Blair off. Nelly Yuki walks up. Big Poppy walks up. And they having their whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Basically, like Nelly Yuki telling her, like, I wasn't trying to sabotage you. I was
you just did what you did.
You do what you always do. Yeah. And that's fuck shit up. You implode. That's what she said. You always implode. And I was like, tell her ass.
That was dope. Tell I her like that ass. Scene. Tell her. And then Poppy was like, through the article about me, we can roll
full,
out.
Yeah, full.
And she goes, all right, yeah.
But then Blair was like, so we just like the same fabric?
Yeah.
That was really funny. She's great late into her acting.
So.
I was like, that's it?
That was the whole B story?
Yeah. Like, that story had no stakes. It was so stupid.
Yeah. That's I was mad about that one.
Well, just real quick about Dorota's choice, you know, redoing Blair's office and all of that. Not the yellow Bentwood chairs. I thought that was not nice. I have to call those out. Those yellow Bentwood chairs.
The Bentwood, the improv chairs?
Yeah. But they're yellow? No.
Hilarious.
So,
I know that.
College Bay's talking to Nate, and then homeboy walks up and goes, yo, get out of here right now. What are you doing?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he's like, no, she ain't going nowhere. And he's like, he grabbed her. He's like, yeah, you don't grab her. Blah, blah, blah. And then they start, it's my boyfriend. Nate's my boyfriend. It's like, oh, Serena's my girlfriend or some shit.
It was chaos.
Then he punches Nate.
She kissed him. She was like, I'm gonna kiss him, daddy. Or she didn't say daddy yet, but kissed him. And then Nate was like, damn, girl, you like me like that? Because he's thinking like, he must really like me.
And then he punches Nate. And then we turned out, that's not some college girl. That's my high school daughter. And it was like,
I don't really like the way he grabbed her, even as a dad.
Yeah.
Don't be grabbing your daughter like that.
It's okay, real quick. Let's do the math here. So she's 17.
Yeah.
So just let's say he had her when he was 20.
Yeah.
21.
So he's 37. He's,
okay. And then.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then and he's with 21 year old
Serena. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, now that I've reached that age. So I'm at the age right now.
I'd be like, yeah, you're dating.
I'm 35 21. Years old.
Okay.
My mom, when I was 17, my mother was 35.
Yeah.
Right.
I right now cannot date a 21-year-old. That seems crazy to me. Like, it would just be, what are we going to talk about?
21-year-old was Serena, like somebody who's as famous as.
Now, that's different.
Like Kylie Jenner or somebody.
Yeah.
But has lived a life.
Yeah.
Has lived a life.
I would make an exception for that person because they can understand.
I like to know where the gray areas are, you know? I like to know these things.
Yeah, you got to get into the nuance.
There's a
two sides of every story. What is it called? Yeah, there's more to every story. But I think there's...
If she's rich and famous, I feel like they probably got more experience than me.
If
she's broke,
yeah.
I ain't finna date no broke 21-year-old.
Well, I started dating, as I mentioned, Scott. I started dating Scott when I was 19 and he was 29. How do you guys feel about that?
Scotty D was in his bag. I ain't gonna lie. Scotty D was in his bag.
But look at y'all now. I mean,
it worked out.
It
doesn't matter,
now.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it only matters. I don't know.
Did you guys watch May December?
No.
Yeah.
Or,
no,
but
that
you know
shit
what?
Was creepy.
That shit, like, that's a whole thing.
When he was you seen it?
How was there?
It's literally Kate Journal situation.
Oh,
it's
the Kate Journal? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we're like a 36 year old.
36 year old, 13,
like, that's tough.
Well, because it's a guy.
Well, that's terrible.
It's rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way.
He ended up marrying her. They had kids and shit. But so Nate, dog, it's just so weird because this show is weird because they don't feel like they're even their age they are.
Yeah.
Like our cast feels like they're in their 30s a little bit.
Yes.
But it's like hard. Like,
because I think they actually are.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's like running an entire newspaper at 21. That's like kind of wild. But, yeah. All right, let's wrap this up.
So a 21 and a 17-year-old, that's not so bad.
That's fine, but she just seems annoying.
She seems annoying, yeah.
She does.
All right, so we'll get to that part, too. So hold on, wait, hold on. We got to go. I got a couple things to tell you about. So we find that out. Nelayuki didn't want to come to scheme. We saw that. Then the security guard came in.
Oh, bro. I knew you caught this. Acted on him, boy.
Bro, he said, Miss Waldorf, I've been instructed to escort you out. And I'm like, that's a New York actor right there, because that brother has been on the stage.
Yeah,
instructed to escort you out.
You must leave now. I'm the Terminator.
My man was
lying. He was like, yeah, you could tell he just felt like he knew he was on camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He definitely was like, there's no small parts.
Yeah. He was standing there. He was like waiting to go in. You could tell he had like one foot in front of the other.
I knew he was going to catch it. I was like, this dude is wilding right now.
So Blair being a good boss at the office, like she's like on some like, I'm on my Eleanor Waldorf shit. Like, all right, we're gonna make this good. Like, we got screwed over in this. We can't have none of the same fabrics.
Yeah.
We about to get it in. Dan brings the book to Nate. I don't remember this part.
Well, Nate is kind of like asking, do you want to do this? Because you really talk some shit.
Oh, yeah. That's why
I put that. There's a lot of details. Here's the first page.
Yeah. He was like, this is the first page. There's a lot of details in this. He was like, man, I ain't got nobody. My dad's sleeping with the con artist. Chuck got the girl. Like, I'm done with everybody, dog. Yeah. I ain't got nobody in this world. Like, Nelayuki told you what to do, dog.
Yeah.
She told you what to do. Mm. But we're going to see what's going to happen with that. Yeah. Barbaz tells Lily Chuck might not want to be a part of the family no more. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, I'm excited to see how that story ends too.
That's when I'm clueless. I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
I'm like, what are they? Because I guess what I'm wondering is whatever the secret is at Baz Hutton, like, what does this have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Like it's got to be connected to what we've been watching.
Yeah,
I feel like it's bigger than what we, like, it's not just going to be like some Dubai shit.
Well, Dubai Bay sends Chuck a picture.
Yeah.
And letters like, this is the last picture of me and your dad walking to the hotel. This is the last time I ever saw your dad. Mm. He was with that guy the whole time. Please don't contact me no more.
Right.
Who was that guy? I couldn't tell who that guy was.
Did y'all recognize him? I didn't know.
A reverse Google image search on that dude. So Blair is nervous about living up to her mother's expectations. And Serena's a stepmom walking home girl to school.
Oh, yeah, this was great.
Yeah. And she's like, Gossip Girl's for old people.
Yeah.
We don't read that anymore. I was like, oh, man. Like, we really are wrapping up the series right here.
Yeah, it's like everything's wrapping up. It's like the future. I wonder if they were trying to like set up the new one that was coming because how they got the new minions and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and she gets up there, she get her coffee and her shit. And they're like, Gossip Girl says, your dad. So I guess she was lying that the young kids don't read Gossip Girl no more because I guess they still do.
Right.
But she goes, Gossip Girl says your dad is dating Serena Vanderwoodson. And she's like, not for long. Or whatever
she said.
Yeah.
She's about to
ruin her. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that.
Because they're kind of making out like she's the Serena of concerts now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it because I feel like Serena about to meet her match for real. Like, I feel like this girl's going to destroy her.
Yeah.
Because she probably ain't got no remorse. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm happy about that.
Let's really briefly talk about how Blake Lively is a vampire and has not aged.
She looks exactly the same.
She was like, with Taylor Swift. I was like, dang, that's Blake. That's Serena.
Wow. You had a sighting?
No, it was on the football game.
They were
watching the Chiefs play.
Yeah.
I was like, if there's anybody that's going to be friends with Taylor Swift, it's going to be Blake Lively.
That's right.
Wow. I'm kind of mad at, well, I don't want to get them mad at me, but I ain't like how she wasn't like laughing at the Joy Coy's joke. I thought that was whack.
There was a couple people who weren't laughing at
Joe. That was like a really innocent joke. Like, and you're supposed to make fun of the people in the audience.
I just think that the energy just wasn't built up or something like that. And then he kind of was like apologetic as he was saying it. So like
that always feels like you're bombing
tough.
When you do
and
that.
And then he apologized. I think it's tough. It was a tough room.
We got a lot to talk about with that. I don't want to say
that. I know. I got some opinions. I got some theories on that.
All right.
What do you rate this episode, Lamar?
Man, this episode was garbage, honestly. I think it was like, I gave it a one. A one and a half. I did not
out
like
of what?
It.
Out of five.
So we do five XOXOs. So
one full solid XOXO.
All right. So that's XOXO. XOXO.
No, just one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Just one.
So, sorry. Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. Nothing was, it was interesting. It felt like a feel it, like nothing happened really.
Yeah.
Like and they let, you know, the biggest thing that happened in the last episode was Ivy and Roof, and they weren't
even
in it.
They didn't revisit that,
I was hating on that.
What do you give it?
I'm going to give it more, but I feel you. I'm going to give it two XOXOs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
XOXO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there wasn't that much happening. I thought, like, I was happy to be with the Upper East Siders again, but there wasn't a lot. The other, because I had watched to prepare for my time here. I watched the first episode. There was a lot more going on in that first episode, and I'm actually conflating both of them as we sit here as one full one.
As one experience of my life.
Yeah, that's what I think. That was my last night, but I feel like I will say that I was like, well, you should maybe watch the next one. I had that kind of instinct because I was like,
what's going on? I feel like we should do the live stream where we just have people come in
like
and out.
Circling
and
in
just,
and out?
And just talk about the results.
Yeah. like an after show.
Yeah.
So like we watch it, the episode.
We have you come on for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think, Carl?
Let's bring like Chris Hardwick back to him to do after show.
Host the after show. All right. So that's two XOXO. Okay. So that's
XOXO.
XOXO.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna give it 2.222.
Oh.
Because I did like Nate eventually going back to College Bay.
High school Bay. He decided
to go date her.
Yeah, she was, okay. if she gets walked to school, she can date Nate.
Oh, that's what she said. And then
Dad said only because Serena says he's a nice guy. And I was like, also Serena's fucked him.
Yeah.
Like, is that okay with you?
He can work the middle too. So you better let him.
So that's XOXO. XOXO.
Close.
What do you give it, Shelly Show?
Truthfully, I don't remember this episode. I watched this whole season last month.
Oh, you watched it when you was in Thailand?
Yeah.
Tell me nothing.
So 1.75.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So that's XOXO. XOX. All right. What you got for me in the news?
Right, here, let me talk about the news.
Oh, we're talking about the news.
Yeah.
All right. Topical.
Scott's reaction to this part was so funny. He was like, what? Why are we doing this now?
Is this new segment?
Okay, so check it out. Chris Christie. He dropped out, y'all. Isn't this we found out together before the pod started? Okay, he's dropped out. So who from Gossip Girl needs to take his spot? In the Iowa caucus. Vitamin Bay.
Vitamin Bay.
And Bart. Bart all day.
We say Bart every time there's something political.
He is Trump.
He is Donald Trump.
He's of that cloth.
Yeah. But I think I would like to see 17-year-old Bay run against Ron DeSantis. I feel like she can beat him. Okay.
Nelly Uki all day.
Oh yeah, Nelly Uki. I feel like she's liberal as hell. She'd be like, that's what we need to do. We need to infiltrate the other side. Like, what if, like,
oh man,
what would happen if, like, say Vivek Ramaswamy was like liberal the whole time and he like
he unmasked?
Yeah, he was like, I just did that to get because y'all are so stupid that y'all believe anything I say. That would be crazy.
I mean, I guess I got my face at that time. I'll be willing to apologize at that time.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you could take, I'll put you on that money. So, I mean, obviously, everyone thinks Trump's gonna win, but like, I don't know. Trump's
going to be the nominee.
Because I'm such an optimistic person. I have this feeling
that Nikki is going to be the nominee. Nikki Haley.
To be honest, it's actually a bad thing because I think she could actually beat Joe Biden more than Trump can.
Yeah.
But I think Trump will go to jail. I think the only person who thinks this, but I think everything comes to an end. It's in the Bible, you know? Pride comes before the fall. Now just watch. Watch. He's going to have a downfall at some point.
Been waiting. Been waiting. Everything's been to be continued every season.
I mean,
been
look
waiting.
At Diddy. Like, everybody has their moment.
Diddy's black.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Nick Saban retired.
I don't know who that is.
He's a football coach of University of Alabama. Okay. He's been there for 10 years, 12 years.
He's
now.
A legendary coach, too.
Yeah, he's like seven national championships. Like, he's.
So who should 15. Replace him?
From Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
I think Rufus, he needs something.
Rufus
to do.
Can't coach the Tide. He's not Southern enough. I'm going to say.
Bobby.
What couldn't Blair
Poppy's
do?
Man.
It?
Poppy's man. Who we just talked about.
Army Hammer.
Yeah, Army Hammer should coach them. He's a good
what
old boy.
Cool.
I feel like if Blair learned the game, she could figure it out because she could understand the politics, and then she'd have her minions be her, you know, backup.
Yeah, it's just the coaches.
Can I can see Blair with the headset and shit.
Yeah.
She's bossy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, guys.
That's
okay.
Not the uniform we agreed on.
15 years.
That's the news, y'all. Stay classy.
All
okay.
Right. Cool Up, thank you so much for being here today.
Park, Cool Up.
Right. Thank you so much for being here today, Cool Up. Where can they find you if you want to be found?
Oh, find me. Ryan Johnson's neighbor.
Yeah, my man's good with a murder mystery. That'd be crazy if there was a murder in your neighborhood.
Oh my
he,
God.
Like, had to figure it out.
Hey. You'd write that documentary?
I write that documentary, yeah.
I'm at I Am Cool Up on Instagram. That's pretty
there
much it.
Listen cool. to the Add to Cart podcast. This is my episode. It was a fun one. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And for the
can
longest.
I come on?
Yes, I'd love to.
I got to promote my album coming up.
Great.
So, yeah, anytime.
Okay.
Also, I did not realize, like, even though I was talking to her the whole time, ooh. I didn't realize that was MTV Bay, Sue Chimpa.
Sorry, you didn't? I
did
should have clarified that for you.
I did not realize that the whole time. No. I was like,
TRL.
Oh. Like, where do I know her
MTV
from?
MTV News, Icon, Sue Chimpa.
Did not realize that.
Yeah, she looks different, though.
Yeah.
She doesn't have manic panic streaks in her hair anymore.
I was like, that's middle school bae.
Middle school bae.
Hayes interviewed her when he was, like, in high school.
Yeah.
Really?
She didn't remember.
Oh, like as, like, an idol or something?
Like, yeah, like, as, like, a journalist and stuff.
Cool.
But Sue was, like, she's, like, stone cold sober now, but she was, apparently she was just high the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was her until after. I was like, who is this person? I thought it was just like an actress, uh-huh. something like that. And then I was like, wait a minute.
I love
I
when
remember
that
being with Caduce.
When you like, just, because you yeah. get to be like, dang, I was treated you probably super normal. I'm so glad.
I didn't know you were the voice of Cribs.
So, you know, I know yeah. Leigh and Meester because I used to work with her.
Oh, yes. I watched that show.
Yeah. On Single Parent. Yeah.
Yes,
I didn't know.
It was really funny.
I didn't know what Gossip Girl was the whole time. And then I'm so glad I didn't know that's what she was from. So I'm so glad that I didn't know that because I would be like, if I was doing a podcast about Gossip Girl and I was working with her, I think I don't know.
Yeah,
it'd be so awkward.
Yeah.
But so that, yeah, it was cool.
Why doesn't she come here?
I asked
Ooh.
Her.
She
I hit
here.
Her up. She said, I don't know. She's like, I love you, but and then never responded.
Who's this?
I love you, but period.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I said, you know, she's like, I love you. I love this idea. This is awesome. I'm glad you're doing it. And I was like, great. When can we get you on? And then just never responded.
Never responded, yeah.
It's like, oh,
okay, okay.
And it's like, hey. All right.
Would have been tight, though. Would have been
it
tight.
Would have been tight. We only got six episodes, four, eight. We don't have enough time now. We're running
eight episodes
out.
Left. Wow. Can you believe it?
Can't.
Stay tuned, y'all. Every first Friday of the month at UCB Theater, 8:30 p.m. Catch me and Lamar on the big team. We're going to be in San Francisco next weekend.
Sketch Fest?
San Francisco Sketch Fest next weekend.
Yeah,
get your tickets.
That's tonight or tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So that's tomorrow night. So as of this airing, tomorrow night, January 21st, we will be at the Gateway Theater.
9:30, Big Ten.
Oh,
is
what
it
a
9:30?
Good time.
Yeah, I remember I just looked it up.
Okay.
I had to buy the ticket.
The Gateway Theater, y'all. Let's get it in.
It's going to be
pull
fun.
Pull up on us.
Pull up and say hi to us. I always want to see the out-of-town fan.
Yeah.
That's just fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That was really great.
XOXO.
Fax machine.
Get your facts right. Fax machine.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.